specified fields. There's actually several papers, I've just reminded us there, from the 1980s, which were the real seminal papers that underpinned breast care nursing roles, both in a symptomatic and a screening setting. And credit to the early breast care nurses, particularly Leslie Thompson in Manchester, Sue Gray, Susie Wilkinson, Anne Tate, and of course Sylvia Denton, because in 1982 there were only 5 breast care nurses in post. And by the time the screening programme was established, certainly towards the late 80s, there were more breast care nursing posts. And it was really thanks to all of these work. In a way, it was quite a narrow focus at that time, because you would often see breast care nurses referred to as mastectomy nurses, which says a lot about what we're hearing about this morning about different surgery approaches. And indeed, breast cancer care used to be known as the Breast Care and Mastectomy Association. But all of this work highlighted the specific psychosocial information needs of people treated for breast cancer, and specifically how nurses could play a crucial part in alleviating those needs.